Random House Audio presents The Execution of Noah P. Singleton by Elizabeth L. Silver. Read for you by Rebecca Lohman with Amanda Carlin.
Injustice is relatively easy to bear. What stings is justice. H. L. Mencken. In this world, you are either good or evil. If not, then a court or a teacher or a parent is bound to tag your identity before you've had a chance to figure it out on your own. The gray middle ground, that mucus-thin terrain where most of life resides, is really only a temporary annex, like gestation or purgatory. It shadows over everyone in its vacuous and insipid cape, flying across the sky, making smoke letters out of your fears. You always know it's up there, but you never quite know how to get rid of it. It waits for you, patiently, until the day it wraps you in its cyclone and you can no longer vacillate between black and white, artist or scientist, teacher or student. It is this point at which you must choose one way of life or the other, victor or victim. And when you do, the fear drips away as seamlessly as a river drains into an ocean. For me, it happened on January 1st, 2003. My name is Noah P. Singleton. I am 35 years old and I reside in the Pennsylvania Institute for Women. My identification number is 10271978. I am the only child of Miss Teenage California 1970 and a week-long sperm donor whose name my mother claimed she couldn't recall. I was salutatorian for my high school, where I ran...